This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
News, I'm Lance Pry. Authorities in New York City are investigating whether a man who attacked three police officers with a machete at a New Year's Eve celebration, striking two of them, was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. Sources identified the suspect as 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. He's expected to survive being shot in the shoulder. As Republicans take the majority in the House Tuesday, the party is still contemplating their speaker. Representative Kevin McCarthy from California is the top choice of most House Republicans to lead the chamber. A federal judge has set a date for the pretrial hearing between Microsoft and the Federal Trade Commission. The two are going head-to-head on January 3rd to battle the fate of Microsoft's $69 billion buy of Call of Duty publisher Activision Blizzard. The government's stance believes this would create a monopoly in the gaming industry. Heavy rains out west took their toll over the past couple of days.
Folks in Northern California are dealing with an aftermath of heavy rain and strong winds that hit the region over the weekend. The storm dumped more than 5 inches of rain over the San Francisco Bay Area on Saturday, its second wettest day on record. Crews in Sacramento have rescued multiple flood victims by helicopter in recent days. Mass power outages were also felt as more than 170,000 California homes were in the dark as of Sunday afternoon. I'm Julio Flores.
President Biden has approved a disaster declaration made by the Havasupai tribe deep in the Grand Canyon of northern Arizona, giving them money for flood damage as it prepares for a reopening in February for tourists after nearly 3 years. Colombia and Venezuela on Sunday thawed their relationship a bit. The two opened a key bridge linking the countries that had been closed for almost 7 years under political tensions. Many are contributing Colombia's new leftist president as the reason. This is USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
College football's big game has been determined.
It's number one Georgia versus number three TCU. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart says the second half was key to their 42-41 win over Ohio State in the Peach Bowl.
I had no doubt that our team would come out fighting. Did not play our best football game. A lot of that had to do with Ohio State.
TCU pulled off the biggest upset in the history of the college football playoff system, giving Michigan their first loss, 51-45 in the Fiesta Bowl. Here's TCU head coach Sonny Dykes.
Just found a way to overcome and persevere. So it's kind of what we've done all year. We did it tonight. That's who we are.
The Bulldogs and Horned Frogs will play for the national championship in Inglewood a week from Monday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
An American Airlines ground crew employee was reportedly killed on a ramp at the Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama on Saturday. The FAA reported the incident happened on the ramp where an American Airlines regional carrier, Piedmont Airlines, was parked. A 1970s band out of Oakland, California, has announced some sad news.
Anita Pointer, who found fame with her sisters Bonnie, Ruth, and June, died on Saturday at the age of 74. The Pointer sisters had pop and R&B hits in the 1980s, including Automatic and Jump, both earning Grammys, although Anita had left the group by 1977. The Pointer family said Anita kept the siblings close and together. The sisters worked backup for artists such as Boz Scaggs and Taj Mahal before fronting their own album in 1973. No cause of death was given. I'm Jerry Barmash.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, common sense tells us that if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be up to me and you. The man, the woman in the mirror, certainly not those that we've elected into office, especially after that $1.7 trillion omnibus bill that, Congress and our senators signed in to enactment. And, of course, Joe Biden gladly signed it. And as he did an end zone dance over that, trampling over our economy. And, the American people at large, they continue to misrepresent us, ladies and gentlemen. And if we're not, courageous enough to take a stand against this rather arrogant and ineffective government, I mean, they're effective for their own purposes, but nothing to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm great, Phil.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Exactly. Well, as we look into this new year with a lot of hope, a year ago dealing with COVID and, just how mind blown the American people were at large versus now a year later with a lot more experience. As I tell my kids all the time, Phil, it's experience that defines preference. Has America had enough experience to really define the preference that they want to make 2023, a lot different than what happened in 2022?
I don't think so. Let me tell you just an observation. So a member of our church, fairly new, works at a prominent hospital here in pediatrics, mm-hmm. and never got the vax and was to this day is still having to get tests. And yet she says, we're seeing children having heart attacks and blood clots, and yet everybody who's pro-vax still looks down on me, even though they see the reality. And it occurred to me, it's a bit of a Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
It's like they've identified with their abuser, mm-hmm. and somehow the abuser has won their hearts. And so I don't know that we're any better off than we were. I think if it happened again, I think the lines would draw pretty much the way they were this last time. And that's a little pessimistic, but I'm not sure we've learned a whole lot.
No, I can appreciate that experience in my conversation, even here in Hawaii, Phil. And keep in mind, Hawaii was locked down, and some of the conversations I've had with people, they were when they hear that I'm from Florida and that Florida approached the pandemic totally differently. And how it's been able to thrive even during the pandemic because we didn't abandon our freedoms. And here in Hawaii, for example, they're still recovering because of the damage that was done that basically was self-inflicted.
Yeah, this is what happens. I mean, we think we're independent and strong until something happens, and then we get lockstep in behind something that doesn't even make sense. Even if you look back to it, I think a lot of people look back and say that'll never happen again. And yet I wonder how much really conviction they're going to have in a situation. To me, COVID was a great test. If you're looking how to control people, you figured out all you could do with the flu.
Yes.
You didn't have to bring in soldiers. You didn't have to do anything else. All you had to do was just do with the flu and promise hope, then take hope away, then promise hope. You know, you can drive this far from your home, but you can't drive any further. You can go to this store, but you can't go any further. And, you know, to me, it's a setup for what we might experience in the future.
Well, I agree 100% because you want to know what people will do. Look what they've done. I mean, the precedent has already been established. And as you said, it's much easier the second time because, look, you've already got the people really convinced. Even still, with the data and the new information that we're getting out, you know, exposing the CDC and Dr. Fauci, you know, people are in denial. They don't want to admit these things. You know, and of course, you're not getting a whole lot of help from those interests. And I say interests, I'm talking about the people whose job it is to report and to pursue the truth on behalf of the American people. They're not doing their job and looking down and reporting on these investigations of these people who, young people, 25 to 35 year olds filled, suddenly falling dead. And the thing that seems to be consistent is that they've all been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's almost like it's not a part of relevant conversation. I mean, but they probably would have died earlier had they not had the vaccination. Or, yeah, I got the vaccination and I got COVID, but I'm glad I got it because I would have had it much worse. I mean, that's the kind of misguided logic, I think, that operates, you know, in our world today. And, and I never would have suspected it. But yet I remember looking back on, you know, old footage of the Jews in captivity by the Nazi war machine. And thinking, why didn't they just all, you know, rebel and rush the guards? And they were, you know, sometimes they were 30, 40 to 1, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand it. I understand it now because the desire for leadership in a person's life and hope, those two go back to back in society. And if you can, as long as I can live and you promise me something, I'll do whatever you say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and here we are celebrating the new year on the heels of Christmas morning where Jesus came to set the captives free. And captivity, it can be all so subtle. It can all be so, so nuanced in such a way that you don't even realize that you're being held captive, do you?
No, I don't think so at all. And I'm sure in my life there's probably areas that I do the same thing and I don't really think about it. But hopefully they're minor things and they're not going to lead me down the wrong path. You know, I was we were one of the churches that stayed open and that had services on Christmas Day, and I can't believe how many churches did not have church on Christmas Day. And you might say, well, you know, it's family time. Well, really, it's not family time. It's really a celebration of the birth of our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, call me a little bit rigid on this one, but I think those compromises have huge effects on society overall. And like I told one pastor, I said, look, because he said, well, we're not having it. And I said, well, look, this only happens once every 7 years. So it's not like you have to do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
But every year when we have it, we pick up new families who say, I can't believe my church would not have church on Sunday.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
So I'm not judging. I'm just saying, to me, if there's one day that you're going to really come out and celebrate, it's going to be Christmas and it's going to be Easter. You know, do those two at least, minimum, right?
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that when you look at the research from Barna, the reason people are checking out is because they have lost faith in these institutions, in the church today, which, it's to say that it's sad is an understatement because, of course, we've been warned that this would happen, that the church would be checking out. And, here we are. We're raising the alarm and the clarion cry out here because, you know, this is what the people needed. This is why Jesus came. You know, to free us from those that were holding us captive.
And the church is his institution in which to fight back, Phil Hudson-Pillar. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Phil after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Phil Hudson-Pillar, the president and founder of American Faith. Phil Rasmussen has made it quite clear in their polling, 63% of U.S. voters want an investigation into big tech and FBI.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty clear. I mean, I think if you poll the average person, just do your own personal poll and say, what do you think? Is big tech, big pharma, are they in collusion? Who's in collusion with the FBI? I think the FBI has gone, it's always had some issues. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, I don't know about you, but I've lost, they've lost credibility in my mind. I'm thinking,
oh, of course. All the three-letter agencies of our government have been compromised, and people see it quite clearly that it's quite biased, and nobody challenges that. But you bring up something quite interesting here, Phil, and you do this repeatedly, and this is important, and we need to learn from you. And that is that conservatives can, you know, I guess position themselves a little bit in a more opportune way by asking questions as opposed to making statements.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jesus was the master. You know, he would get asked questions. He said, well, I'll tell you that, but let me ask you this first. And I think when you keep going back, statements typically divide. Questions typically open up insights.
Yes.
And, you know, look, you got to love what Elon has done with Twitter, you know, and he just announced, you know, now the Fauci files are coming next, you know. And and I think the one thing that looms in my heart, okay, we get information out. Does it ever go anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Does the voter bloc that wants investigation into big tech and FBI, does it go anywhere? Or we all go, yeah, we agree. And then Congress doesn't do anything. Or, you know, we got the 20, you know, rhinos now that are in the Republican Party,
right,
who they basically just sidestep everything, and in all reality, they're Democrats.
Exactly. No, I mean, after the midterm elections, and we thought we were looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi, he didn't show up. I mean, they're double agents, and clearly demonstrated by what happened with this $1.7 trillion omnibus fiasco, which basically annulled, this midterm election by at least 1 year. Because now the next Congress is, their albatross with Nancy Pelosi's agenda. Thank you very much. You know, so this is totally absurd. You're exactly right, Phil, is that we cannot count on them. But again, going back to what you were saying earlier, is that we need to ask the questions. It's kind of like this whole deal. You know, not a lot of people were hot and heavy about Donald Trump and, his taxes. But, you know, I think it's laughable because you got these people that are supposedly, you know, they're passing legislation over 4,000 pages, you know, that they approved. And they passed it before it was even fully written. Can you believe that, Phil? This is how ludicrous our government is. And so now here they are going to look at somebody who's a billionaire, his tax forms. And probably most of those people, I think one of the criteria ought to be is that you cannot look into President Trump's taxes if you haven't paid your own taxes. Now, how many elected officials do you think would be eliminated from that category?
Well, you know, and I think this kind of goes back to an unusual issue. You know, I mean, basically the tax return became a dud. I mean, there wasn't anything there to see. Mm-hmm. Other than he is one of few presidents who actually is worth less money after his presidency than he was before.
Right.
I mean, that's the one thing that, I mean, look at Clinton, look at Obama. I mean, they became multi-millionaires. You know, Biden is going to be off the roof when it comes down to it. So, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of times these witch hunts, they spend time and energy while they're running another agenda. And I think that's what the spending bill was. I think it was really just, let's attack the Trump and everybody to keep their eye off the ball of what we're really doing here.
Exactly.
I don't know if you saw the article, Zelensky's wife spent 40,000 euros on a shopping spree while raising money in Paris.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Think about this, all right? This is where the money's going. This is not going to this, you know, to what you think it is. Zelensky never was a good guy. He's not a good guy, but he's got the, you know, he's the fair-haired boy right now because, you know, he's beating up on big bad Russia. But, you know, reality is, look, all that's corrupt over there. Mm-hmm. And we're just adding to the corruption. We're complicit in the crime. That's really what we're doing.
Exactly. And at what expense? How vulnerable is the American military, you know, that Joe Biden has put the American military and General Milley what they've done to our national security. I mean, you talk about your eye on the ball. I mean, our military seems to be more concerned about the proper usage of, you know, specific pronouns than military readiness.
Well, you know, Miss General Silly, yeah, like I like to call him, this guy, I don't know where this guy came from. I mean, surely he wasn't always this way. I mean, did money make this happen? What made this happen? Because this doesn't seem like a military man. My dad, you know, retired Army colonel, you know, buried at Arlington. This is not the kind of military guy I grew up with.
Right, exactly. No, you're exactly right. And this is, you know, and I mean, it defies common sense. I mean, there's so many things about our government where we are right now, Phil, that it just defies common sense. And I keep thinking, you know, it reminds me of, I was sharing this with people before. I remember being in L.A. radio at the time, and this was after the L.A. riots, and they had a movie out called Wattstacks. And they were trying to get down into, you know, what at the ground level, what happened with the L.A. riots? What was going on? And they started, in part of the documentary that they did in this movie, was they would talk to you know, people on the street, you know, blacks on the street, and they would say things that were just absolutely ludicrous. And of course, the white people didn't know how to respond to it because they thought, well, they didn't want to be irreverent or disrespectful. But the producers, the director of the movie, kind of gave an outlet, and that is that anytime some black person would say something that was ludicrous, you would have a cutaway to Richard Pryor. And he would use the N-word, and he would say something like, that N-word is crazy. And of course, other language, colorful language that we know Richard Pryor to use. But the same thing recurring kept coming in. Nowadays, people are crazy. They say crazy stuff, but we don't have a Richard Pryor. We don't have anybody saying, you know, that person's nuts. I mean, you talk about the things that should be canceled. That kind of idiocy should be canceled and nipped in the bud. Right. I mean, you know, you want to abort something? Let's abort the insanity that has infiltrated our culture.
Oh, you know, indeed. And that's where we're living. We're living on the edge of insanity. I think that's a great way to look at it, because when things just don't add up and everybody says they don't add up, but nobody does anything about it, isn't that the definition of insanity?
Without it, yes, exactly.
To me, it's like got to be close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the big takeaway this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is Phil has been teaching us, ask questions. And you'd be surprised at what that will do and how disarming, you know, the appropriate question can be. And it may take a little practice, but go ahead and try it out and see if, things don't calm down a little bit. Maybe we should add this tutorial before the holidays, when we had all this disparate political thoughts, you know, coming around the dinner table over Thanksgiving and Christmas. But hey, look, there's going to be other holidays coming, so you'll be, you know, at least appropriately advised and maybe well armed if you take this to heart, right, Phil?
That's it. And don't ask one. Just ask a dozen of them. Just keep asking. Well, what do you think about this? Well, what about that? And you're going to find out where everybody stands in a New York minute. How about that?
Exactly. Well, I got caught up in a deal, and I thought about you right away because I was at a party, and the guy asked me, goes, well, what's your read on, January 6th? And I should have, after I started to answer, my thought was, well, what is your read? I want to hear your assessment. And it was interesting, the response, like you said. So it's quite disarming. Phil Hodgson-Pillar, the president and founder of American Faith. Thank you, Phil. Happy New Year.
Living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. Since 1890, the Tournament of Roses has produced America's New Year's celebration, bringing the traditions of the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game together in Pasadena, California. Today's festivities kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern. As China is blowing up with record number COVID infections, the communist country is allowing their people to travel the world. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America Sunday Chinese President Xi Jinping could rapidly spread COVID-19 again across the globe. Robert Charles, former naval intel officer on Fox, agrees.
It's not practical to simply say, look, show us a test, because even if the test shows negative, we know that maybe a quarter of the tests that show up negative are actually positive.
Luis Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated on Sunday, capping a return to Brazil's presidency 12 years after leaving office. Lance Fry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeff Carrere, my good friend, is going to be joining us. He is Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher, whose award-winning program, Ringside Politics, airs nationally on Real America's Voice Network at americavoice.news. We'll be talking about January 6th. After 2 years, we're talking that, January 6th, 2021, Washington, D.C. protests that Democrats and the mainstream news media call an insurrection, which galls me. I don't know about you, but I mean, the overuse of the term and the inappropriate use of the term. As we say, words do matter. It's most important that we're careful about the language that we use. But, this is, I guess it's the plus and minus of, our free speech right. And our freedom of speech. But again, it's up to us to call these things, for what they are. I mean, it's just we find ourselves in a society today that's canceling all the wrong things. Do we got Jeff on the line with us yet? I know that we were not going to go through his studio. We were going to go directly to his cell phone. Okay, so we are connecting with him right now. Normally we would connect through his studio, but Jeff is enjoying a day off, and he's kind enough to come on the show even on his day off. I mean, this is how concerned, how committed to liberty, just as we are, to the cause for our constitutional republic. And what stands in the balance here as we continue to see how we've lost control of everything. Jeff Carrere joins us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Happy New Year.
Hey, Bill. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on. As I was explaining to the audience, here we are 2 years after January the 6th. And what do we know? I mean, millions of dollars have been spent on this faux January 6th committee. And it just seems like it just, it huffed and it puffed. And it just kind of sputtered out here. But meanwhile, the damage and what they poured into the public square is quite pernicious at the end of the day, isn't it?
You know, Bill, it's been such a miscarriage of justice. You had people that were in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021 to protest what they viewed as a stolen election. They weren't trying to overthrow a government or burn down a building or harm anyone. And President Trump was not trying to incite violence. He wanted people to peacefully make their voices heard. And the just hell that he has been through over these past few years is just incredible. And then even worse, the people have been languishing in prison.
Yes.
And being really abused in prison. And it's so bad that over 30 of them sent a letter saying, "He, please transfer us to Gitmo."
Exactly.
Because there's better conditions at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, than in this D.C. prison. So it's horrific, Bill. I mean, I feel for the families. I've interviewed several of these individuals. It's been a miscarriage of justice. It's been justice delayed. I mean, they've been in jail. They haven't even had an opportunity to put forth time with their attorneys. They've been treated worse than terrorists. It's an absolute abomination, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think of these young people. And, you know, people our age, Jeff, who are in solitary confinement. For what? Because they questioned the government? I mean,
right.
Is that the takeaway? Thou shalt not question the government? Since when? Our Constitution says that we have every right to question our government.
Yeah.
In fact, that was the seed of the American dream and this American idea that we live today, because there were patriots that were bold enough to question the government. If they didn't question the reigning government at the time, we wouldn't have America. We wouldn't have, you know, we wouldn't have saved the Western world, so to speak, you know, among other great things that our country has been able to accomplish in spite of being, you know, fallen human beings.
Well, that's exactly right. And, I mean, thank God that, you know, we had our founders. Thank God we had our people that did question the way that the colonies were being run. I mean, that we were able to create this wonderful country and have our founding documents. And, you know, I'm sure our founders are rolling over in their graves seeing what's happened to our country today. And we had people that were up there of their own expense that went to D.C. because they feel like the election was stolen, and we know all the different problems with the election, Bill.
Yes.
And many of them were led into the Capitol by Capitol police officers. Many of them just walked in. Many of them were peaceful, didn't touch anything, didn't do anything, yet still have been put in solitary confinement, still have been not given their due process rights. And that's just not America. I mean,
it's not
a country of gulags. I mean, we don't have that kind of system here. We shouldn't. And we shouldn't be persecuting people because of their political beliefs. And compare how these people were treated, Bill, with how the leftists have been treated, how the ones
exactly.
that rioted after George Floyd's death, who went to protest in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes, which, by the way, is illegal.
Right.
And you get kid glove treatment for them.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right, Jeff. And this is the incongruity and the insult to justice. And this is what is hardening the hearts of American people, because they see there is this two-tiered system. And our government is so corrupt and compromised that would allow, you know, Black Lives Matter and those that rioted in the Summer of Love causing, you know, billions of dollars of damage, job loss, you know, businesses that will never return to these communities, the devastation that that was allowed to occur because of Democratic policies and Democratic leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And, and this is what people have to see quite clearly. And it amazes me, frankly, because when you see some of this polling, Jeff, and you see that, you know, what, 25 to 30% of the country thinks that Joe Biden is doing a great job. You know, it's going. I go, what am I missing here? Help me understand where he's doing a great job.
Right. Well, I mean, I think these are folks who are getting more government benefits, who are not probably working, who feel like Uncle Sam is taking care of them, and, you know, they feel protected by Joe Biden because he's expanding government, expanding benefits, and those type of people, I guess, don't want to work and feel mm-hmm. that Uncle Sam is their protector. And
right.
that's not America. I mean, that's
right.
not what built our country. I had to laugh when I read Bernie Marcus's comments, the founder of Home Depot, mm-hmm. blasting the type of people, unfortunately, we have in our country, many of them just so lazy, don't want to work, and that this is made so much worse by this pandemic and the policies, Bill, in the past few years.
Well, when people are getting paid more to stay home than go to work, and the damage that this will be doing on the U.S. labor force, I mean, this is unbelievable. I got to tell you, even these immigrants, illegal immigrants that are coming in, potentially, Jeff, they're going to end up kicking the butts of American citizens because they chose to stay home and be couch potatoes and watch video games when you got these other people coming in and desperately trying to make a living and survive, illegal or legal or whatever it is that you want to call it. But they are out there. They're going to work their butts off while the rest of America sits at home. And this idea that Uncle Sam is taking care of them, it's not Uncle Sam. It's you and me. It's our listeners,
exactly.
Jeff, that are
exactly.
working their butts off. They're carrying, carrying the water for these people that bought into this. And they don't realize how this is dumbing them down. It's the same thing that we've done with education. How we've dumbed down our kids. You know, these policies have dumbed down the U.S. labor force.
You know, that is a very good point. These folks that come in here, many of them are desperate. They're looking for a better situation. They're not opposed to hard work. And we've got people that unfortunately don't want to work
right.
and want to be taken care of. And that is going to be a serious problem for our economy going forward. How many businesses do you know? I know a lot of them that have had to close.
Exactly.
Because they couldn't find workers, Bill.
Right.
Couldn't find
no.
people to fill key positions that they needed to stay open.
Yeah, forget about minimum wage of $15 an hour. I mean, these kids saying, look, you got to pay me $25.30 because, the net benefit of what Joe Biden is paying me to stay home is much better for me to stay at home and ride this out. But meanwhile, when they get back to the labor force, are they going to be in for a little bit of a learning curve and a shock, to say the least? Jeff Carrera is also, as always, appreciate the time. Happy New Year to you, my
friend.
If you're
diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. From coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com, and thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And it's great to have Adam Holtz back with us. He is raring to go after the holidays. Adam, of course, the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Looking forward to a sunnier 2023. I mean, 2022 in the rearview mirror. But before we hustle into 2023, I always think there's some benefit in looking back and appreciating the lessons of the previous year to catapult us into the next year. So we have a clear perspective of, what to expect. What are we going to do differently, for this coming year to make it, better than it was the previous?
Yeah, I think that one of the benefits of rolling into a new year is it is perhaps the most obvious reset point for our lives, right? Mm-hmm. Chronologically. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you look through both the Old and the New Testament, especially the Old Testament though, you get a sense that God's people lived by a cycle of holidays and seasons. And I think one of the things that the modern world and technology has done is it's largely obliterated our sense of seasons. And I don't mean in terms of weather, but I mean just in life, right? We just go, 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 go. And yeah, maybe we take a vacation in the summer and we take a break for Christmas, but most of that time is the same. Whereas I think in the Old Testament, we see this idea that there are certain moments of reflection. They had that built in, but we really don't. I mean, the closest we get in some ways is if you follow, the liturgical calendar, Advent and Easter offer some opportunity for that. But anyway, I'm off on a rabbit trail here. My point is the new year offers us a time to say, you know what? This is a time to embrace some new things and maybe let go of some of the things that aren't healthy, aren't good. And yeah, I mean, most of us make New Year's resolutions, and scientists say those last about 2 weeks. And again, it's not necessarily about our effort, but it is an opportunity to reflect, to take stock, and maybe to try again. It's an invitation to grace, I think.
Well, it's a great time to reset, especially, as you say, liturgically speaking, and you mentioned the Old Testament. There are things that God has established, and that when we are consistent with God's plan and rhythm of things, it goes well for us, or at least goes mo better, if we can say that.
Right.
And what we shared with the audience back in September was this was the start of the Jewish New Year, the Shemitah, 5782, which began on September the 7th. And this is a special year in the Jewish calendar. Now, I've always maintained that, the religions, different forms of religions have different things to bring.
you know, to the conversation, enlightenment, and particularly, you know, Jews because of their position as God's chosen people.
Absolutely.
You know, right? And so when God gave them the calendar and certain critical events and dates like the new year and the Shemitah year, I suggest that people investigate this further to realize what a blessing this year is and to be in rhythm with God's intent and reset. It is a year to let go or release, a year in which the land of Israel is left to rest, by the way. So this is all part of this sabbatical, you know, idea and concept that God put into play, you know, to give the land rest.
Yeah, and, you know, if you could call my supervisor and just say, you know, Adam told me he's taking a sabbatical year this year.
Right.
I would be so appreciative of that, Bill.
Well, it's God ordained. I mean, think about it, because, you know, seriously, I mean, there is a reason that God gave us this. And so here is the opportunity, as we've been saying, you know, to own your own knowledge and to be in rhythm with the universe, with what God has established long before man and their ideas and politics and all these different things that come into play. And I would say that if we can align ourselves with God's, you know, vision of 2023, Lord have mercy. Could you imagine?
No, it would be transformative, and we can all probably think of those people, a few people maybe, who live counterculturally. I think on a smaller level, but the same idea is just the idea of Sabbath, right? You know,
right.
We read through the Ten Commandments. It's like, I know I shouldn't kill, I know I shouldn't steal, I know I shouldn't take God's name in vain, but keeping the Sabbath has the same sort of moral weight to it in the Ten Commandments. But we certainly, as a general rule in Christendom, we don't treat it that way.
No.
But God has designed us to have one day of week where it's not just the Western idea of leisure or pleasure seeking, but that it is substantively different in that we're inviting God into our lives, we're trusting Him, we're ceasing from our labors, we're ceasing from our anxiety, and it's hard, Bill. Honestly, my wife and I have tried with our family repeatedly to really institute this sort of observation in our family, and we're trying again right now. And so, again, the point of I think grace and of salvation isn't you have to get it perfect on our own. That's what Jesus did for us.
Right.
But there's an invitation because of grace to try again, and I think the Sabbath and really taking the Sabbath seriously enables us to have a life-giving rhythm as opposed to, you know, sometimes I have told people, you know, our rhythm is, you know, produce, consume, sleep, repeat, right?
Exactly.
I work, I hit my deadlines, I buy stuff, I go to bed, and then I do it all again tomorrow. And some of that's just life. We have to work. There are things we have to buy, but there's more to it than that.
Exactly. Well, God gave us a plan on how to work, you know, smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
And the gift that He gave us was exampled in the 7-day explanation in Genesis of the creation of God. And God rested on the seventh day and says, you know what? This is my gift to my creation. Right? And so, you know, and for me, what gave me impetus and new understanding was when I was in Israel. And we're at the Western Wall there, you know, praying in the wall. And we're right there as the Sabbath is coming in. And I'll tell you, it was so enriching.
Yeah.
And everything to watch as the Jews came to the area of the Western Wall, hand in hand, you could hear them from a distance, you know, praising God and singing and this kind of uproar that was, and this sense, and by uproar, I mean, it was just this generation of energy, positive energy and thankfulness and gratitude toward God for this day of rest. And, oh my gosh, I'll tell you, that gave me new understanding and appreciation for, you know, for the Sabbath and how, you know, Jews, have been an example of honoring God and thanking God, because, you know, there's so much to thank God for when you think about, I mean, just in the first couple chapters of Genesis and what God did and how He created everything and how He put everything, you know, structured. There was no theory. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, this is why, you know, man comes up with his ideas and, you know, you read in the Bible that God laughs. I mean, whole idea of climate change and some of this other stuff, that this man-made generated idea. I mean, it's farcical.
No, it's farcical. And I think that getting to one of the things you were saying, I apologize for my cough. I just shoveled 3 inches of snow off my driveway.
Oh, wow.
I think that our culture is all about entitlement, right? Mm-hmm. And just, you know, what's mine? What do I deserve? What can I claim? And it's baked into our government. It's baked into our mindset and our attitudes. I see it with my kids. It's just, it's in the ether. Well, what is the antidote to entitlement? I think at least in part, it's gratitude. Mm-hmm. It's thanking God for what he has given us, that we didn't do anything to earn that.
Right.
And he, as the good father in the New Testament, talks about, you know, if you who are evil as a father know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more your heavenly father who is perfect. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously. Mm. But I think along with Sabbath, one of the things that my family and I are hoping to actively practice more this year is just to have that stance of gratitude. And, you know, maybe a time once a week at a meal where we're like, you know, there are lots of things we struggle with, but what went right this week? What can we be thankful for this week? What has God given us? Mm-hmm. And I think that combats the grasping, narcissistic, self-focused spirit of our age, right?
That says, without a doubt,
looking out for number one,
right?
And good luck to you, you know?
Well, we often talk of a servant's heart. Jesus exampled that more than anybody. And I find myself, when it goes mo better, is when I'm leading, you know, with that, with that sense of service. Like you said, God blesses us, not for us to contain that blessing, but to pay it forward, to let it pass through us. And we realize that, hey, it's not of us. I mean, it's not for us to get the glory at all. It's, you know, clearly God, by his sanctification, by his own name, Jehovah Makedesh, the God who sanctifies and sets apart. I mean, he's the one that chooses this, and it's up to us to take this blessing that he's given us, let it flow through and be a blessing to others. This is what servanthood, this is what our faith is all about, isn't it?
No, that's exactly what it's about. You know, Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. And I think that that's the pattern that we're invited to follow. And even though it's counterintuitive, it leads to real joy and lasting happiness.
Well, my prayer is that this year, this Shemitah year, this great reset, which, oh, by the way, also special, according to Jonathan Kahn, my Jewish rabbi friend, Messianic Jewish rabbi, says that in the Shemitah year, you get double. So you get double for your trouble. So get ready, all right to be doubly blessed. You got Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process?